you talk a little bit more about what we know about ibrutinib and Waldenstrom's, and also about the INNOVATE study that was published in Lancet Oncology?
So we know the ibrutinib is active in this disease, both in the relapse setting and the upfront setting, and the clinical trial clearly showed a benefit. I think what we are struggling with is, should we be using ibrutinib in everybody? In the upfront setting, even though it's approved, I think the data is rather limited in that upfront setting. The clinical trial was mostly focused in the relapse setting. So I think most of us tend to not use that in the upfront setting and use that later on.
What about in the older, frail patient?
Again, it's a balance. The risk of bleeding and so forth with ibrutinib can be a challenge, especially in the older patients who may have other comorbidities. Some of those patients may be on anticoagulation per se, and that can be a challenge. So I think it's important still to try and use the really old, frail patients. Maybe even using single agent rituximab may be a reasonable choice in these patients.
What do you see? Of course, you know, we've been hearing about ibrutinib, particularly in CLL, for a while in terms of some of the tolerability issues, atrial fibrillation and bleeding. What have you yourself observed in these patients with Waldenstrom?
Again, you know, the older patients especially, we worry about the complications such as atrial fibrillation, the bleeding issues. I haven't had too much of a challenge. Again, you know, it's a limited number of patients where I have used ibrutinib. I haven't really encountered too much of these problems. So I think there's probably a selection bias in terms of the types of patients we see in a referral center compared to out in the community.